Yes, one of a kind. His dedication to serve Srila Prabhupada. How he was with Srila Prabhupada in the last few weeks preceding Srila Prabhupada's own departure. The kindness which we all experienced, his smile, his learnedness, but most of all, his absolute commitment to Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu's mission is something which we all feel on our side as very painful. It is not easy for you, and I think it is not easy for anyone. Still today I want to address you with some very important messages. I feel these messages will first of all make you understand more about his auspicious departure, but also these messages will give solace to your grieving hearts, and they will also point towards a future the way Bhakti Charu Maharaj wanted your future to be. He always said, make sure that you are leading a life which is of value to Srila Prabhupada and his mission in this world. So, I first of all, because we have just seen the last rites performed by the devotees in Orlando, the final arati, the singing of Ye Anilo, we have all seen Maharaj's body, and we have in our mind said farewell. Now I would like to speak a little bit about last rites in a way that will give happiness to your heart. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that the son of Srivas Thakur had left his body, he personally picked up the dead child while chanting the auspicious holy names along with his devotees. I really feel that also our Maharaj was picked up by the Lord and brought to where he wants him to go. As the devotees continued chanting, they all went to the banks of the Ganga, and there they performed the child last rites with the water of the Ganges. Then Mother Ganga appeared personally and said, "My good fortune is unlimited. My past pious deeds have now fructified." Lord Gaura then took the dead child into the water of the Ganges, and Ganga Devi herself rose up from the waters and accepted the child in her embrace. She then touched the lotus feet of Gauranga with great emotion. Holding the child in her embrace, the goddess became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. When the devotees saw the ecstatic mood of Mother Ganga, they continued to chant the auspicious names of the Lord. At that time, the demigods from heaven came and they showered flowers. They were there with their airplanes. In this way, everyone, the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the demigods, were overwhelmed with various emotions as they completed the child's last rites and then took bath. Thereafter, everyone returned to their homes in great ecstasy. The mind of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became merged in ecstatic love for Lord Gauranga. I wanted to explain these last rites to you because Krishna has given us Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Krishna maintained Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Krishna personally arranged that Maharaj would leave his body on this most auspicious day it's called Shravan Purnima. No? And it is the beginning of Chaturmasya. According to the priest, learned priest whom we have consulted, this is a most auspicious day. So Krishna himself kept our Bhakti Charu Maharaj with us and said, not yet time to leave, not yet time to leave, not yet time to leave. And then on Shravan Purnima, Guru Purnima, beginning of Chaturmasya, he gloriously took the Lord to his embrace. And I have thought very deeply. I think he brought him to where Srila Prabhupada is. Because as we will see now, one of the, let us say, really distinguishing, unique features of Maharaj was his absolute commitment to Srila Prabhupada. And you as his disciples know very well about this commitment because he has expressed it in many lectures, many times when he addressed us. My dear devotees, after describing the last rites of a very great and dear devotee, to give some emphasis on the glorious departure of Maharaj, I would like to now speak about some memories of Bhakti Charu Maharaj from his own words, his own lips. He has described in this book, which I think you all know, Ocean of Mercy, in great detail, Srila Prabhupada's instructions to him and what he learned from Srila Prabhupada, and also his personal association with Srila Prabhupada. We have always heard, when it is not possible to have the physical association of Mara, of a great personality, what we can still do is we can have the association through his Vani. And I think we should now celebrate this association through his Vani. There's a verse in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita where Uddhavaji says, please understand, when somehow, no, it's Krishna's words, please understand, when somehow made mindful of those one loves, one is given back one's life. Forgetting those more dear than one's own breath is more painful than dying. Although we are overwhelmed by grief, but we can do something about this grief when we are reminding and remembering Bhakti Charu Maharaj, whom we love very, very dearly. So I would like to share now from his books a few memories of our Maharaj. And I think we will experience his presence when we do this. When Maharaj had just become joined the Mayapur temple, he once was chanting alone before Radha Madhava, and he had a profound realization. As he was chanting, he moved closer and closer to Madhava, Sri Madhava, appreciating his beautiful way how he looked. And all of a sudden, he felt in his heart that he was now with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, all at once I truly, fully knew that he was the Supreme Proprietor and Controller, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I had gained a rational understanding of this from my reading, but my new awareness was different and went beyond this. It was a deep realization. I thought, why should I ask anything from him? Should I ask for wealth, position, recognition, and fame? I was entirely convinced that if I would ask him now about anything, he would give it to me. But then I considered, if I die tomorrow, what will be the use of on any of it? And with great relief, Bhakti Charu Maharaj is speaking, decided to ask for something that will be with me forever. Can any one of us imagine what Bhakti Charu Maharaj asked of Krishna that will be with him forever? I think this is very difficult to imagine, so I will read to you what he prayed for. I prayed, please allow me to become your devotee and remain forever engaged in your loving service. I think all of us who know our dear Maharaj have no question in our mind that the Lord has heard his prayer and he will have accepted him and he will be with Bhakti he will allow Bhakti Charu Maharaj to will be with him all the time, forever and ever and ever. For a devotee like Bhakti Charu Maharaj, we should all understand there is no death like it is for an ordinary person. He is carried by the Lord. I want to now read to you some of Bhakti Charu Maharaj's memories of when he met first Srila Prabhupada. I think that will be a very, very wonderful, a very wonderful memory which we will share with you. His first darshan was in Allahabad. Bhakti Charu Maharaj remembers, I managed to squeeze between the last row and the back wall. Prabhupada sat in a tent. There must have been 1,000 people there. And then he describes, just the sight of Srila Prabhupada filled me with incredible joy. And all I could hear was the insisting pounding of my heart. Maharaj was so excited. His heart went boom, 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 which felt my heart would burst out from my chest. My body began trembling and tears clouded my vision. I had never felt anything like it. I was totally ecstatic. At that time, Bhakti Charu Maharaj would go out during the day to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and return for the evening for darshan. But because there were so many people, he had no chance to speak personally with Srila Prabhupada. His chance came when Srila Prabhupada decided to go from the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, where he was preaching, to Calcutta. A special train compartment, a wagon, was arranged, which was reserved only for Prabhupada and his disciples. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj was chosen to ride with Prabhupada on the train. So he describes that one devotee brought him into Prabhupada's compartment, and there he saw Prabhupada sitting on one on the bench, and facing him were Jayapataka Maharaj, Rameshwara Maharaj, and a few other leaders of our society. He was too shy to go inside, but that devotee just opened the compartment and pushed him in, and he paid his obeisances. Now, listen very carefully to his own words. When I got up, Srila Prabhupada was looking at me, smiling sweetly, and asked me to sit next to him. On the seat facing him were all the ISKCON leaders, and Abhiram Das, the Calcutta temple president, was sitting on the floor. I hesitated to sit on Prabhupada's bench in the train, and I said, I gestured, no, 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 no. And Prabhupada said, No, you sit here. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj got up. He took the blanket on which Prabhupada was sitting and he folded it and then he sat on the bench. He did not want to sit on the same blanket. And after some initial exchanges with Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada turned to him and said, "So, you translate my books into Bengali." Bhakti Charu Maharaj describes that his heart was jumping with joy. He would get such an intimate service to Srila Prabhupada. He humbly said, "Srila Prabhupada, I do not really have experience in translating from English to Bengali. Will I be able to do it properly?" And Prabhupada said, "Just do it. Practice makes a man perfect." So, my dear devotees, this is a very, very important memory because it shows you that Srila Prabhupada had confidence from the very beginning in Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So I want to say another memory. So they went to the Calcutta temple and Srila Prabhupada had darshans, many darshans. So many people in Calcutta knew him and wanted to talk to him. And at the end of a long day, Prabhupada sent all the guests out to go to the Aratik. So also Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who was at that time known as Kishore, went out of the room, went to the Aratik. And then when he was standing before the deity, he understood, wow, here is Prabhupada. This is my greatest chance. I should not let the chance go by. And he ran back and returned to the room. He very carefully opened the door. Prabhupada was there all alone. And he said, "What do you want?" "Just tell me what you want." And Bhakti Charu Maharaj very lovingly said, I just want to be with you. I don't want to be anywhere else. I just want to be with you." So when I had, so then he said, when I had entered and sat down, he repeated, "So what do you want?" My heart was pounding. I didn't know if I could say it, but then I managed to say, "Will you please give me initiation?" "Will you please accept me as your disciple?" Prabhupada immediately replied matter-of-factly, "Sure, I will give you initiation during the Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur." Here is an incident where, you know, he was so qualified. But he thought, "Oh no, this is my chance to be with Prabhupada. What if he rejects me?" And he was very, very, very afraid of this moment to ask him for initiation. But then he just could not, what do you say, hold himself back any longer. And he ran and fell at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. I want to share with you something which you should now listen to very carefully, because here we will hear an instruction to all of us. Bhakti Charu Maharaj remembers, on another day I went to Prabhupada with a stack of letters when he was on the roof getting his morning massage. I read out each letter and then noted down some points which he said. See, Prabhupada would hear from Bhakti Charu Maharaj the content of the letter, they would be read out, and then he would say, tell him this, tell him that, tell him this. And then Bhakti Charu Maharaj would write the letter and then read it, come back and read it, and if there was anything to be corrected, it was corrected by Prabhupada then. So just see how close they were. Then when I was finished, I stayed on because I wanted to be with Prabhupada as long as possible. Hari Sori Das gave him his massage. I wanted to just stay. When Prabhupada saw that I did not want to leave, he spoke to me. Just offer this life to Krishna. For many, many lifetimes, you have been trying to enjoy, but you can see that you are still not satisfied. My dear devotees, this is what I have heard from Bhakti Charu Maharaj many, many times. He remembers how Prabhupada told him, just offer this one lifetime to Krishna. For so many years, you have tried, for so many lifetimes, you have been trying to enjoy, but you see, you are still not satisfied. So just offer this life to Krishna. And then he said, and don't get involved with any woman. This attraction for women is an arrangement of Maya to keep the living entities tied down to the material nature. Prabhupada was not speaking here. In general, there is great value in the Grihastha ashram. And you know that Maharaj has encouraged many of you and has visited you at home. But here, he is receiving a personal instruction which made him from the beginning a sannyasi. No? This is because Prabhupada's point was just offer this one life to Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada was initiating Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So after initiation, it is the traditional custom that those who are initiated go around and ask for donations. They're collected and given as Guru Dakshin to the spiritual master. I think many of you have given your Guru Dakshin. But Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who has received the name Chira Chora Gopinath. Chira Chora Gopinath was his initiated name before his sannyas ashram. He could not collect, because he had to attend to some service of Srila Prabhupada and had no chance to go out and collect some Lakshmi. In the evening, all the newly initiated devotees came into Srila Prabhupada's room and offered them their Guru Dakshin, but he regretted that he had nothing. When everyone left, I was alone with Prabhupada, my heart filled with remorse. Srila Prabhupada, I said to him, you gave me diksha, but I did not offer you any Guru Dakshin. And then Prabhupada lovingly said, you offered yourself. That is the best Guru Dakshin. I would like to leave you now with one very last reading. All this can be found in this Ocean of Mercy. I think for all of us, now comes a time which we could almost call the second phase of our connection to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The connection is not interrupted by death at all. It is a relationship which goes on beyond death. And in this and to make this relationship work, two things are necessary: to be mindful and remember this relationship, and second is to follow his instructions, his vani. And here is a vani, which an instruction which is so important. There's a beautiful video which is available on the internet, and I will request Gaur Krishna to send the link to Radha Vinod Prabhu. It is when Maharaj sits on the Vyasasan of Ujjain, and at the end of the lecture, our Maharaj explains his determination to go to America in order to support the preaching of Krishna consciousness there. It has also this nice music in the background. Yes, Gaur Krishna is just sending it to to Manish. It's just sending it to Manish, and Manish will somehow know how to put it on this call or later. I'm not a computer man. I do not know. And you can take note of this video, please, because there you see our exalted Bhakti Charu Maharaj giving the reason why he did this journey and left the safety of Ujjain, and you can see his commitment to Srila Prabhupada. It is a really moving video. It is maybe 2 to 3 minutes long, that excerpt, and good. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj remembers that once he visited, he accompanied Srila Prabhupada on a preaching engagement which took place, I think, if I remember correctly, 50 kilometers away in Palpara, at the Shripad of Mahesh Pandit. Mahesh Pandit was an associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he preached at this occasion. Prabhupada preached, and he said, he quoted two verses, Bharata bhumite hoila manusya janma ja janma sataka kari kara para upakar. Those who are born in India should make their lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious and then benefit others. And then he gave this, he quoted another verse to these villagers. They were poor villagers, yeah, they were small villagers, from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyay guru hana tara e desh. Whoever you meet, and this is now for all, not just those born in India, no? Whoever you meet, instruct him about Krishna. Thus, on my order, become a spiritual master and deliver everyone in this world. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized to these village people who would never go to America or France or Europe or London, you must also become a preacher. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj reflected about this, and he took this very much to heart. He reflected like this: one might feel unqualified to take up such an important responsibility, but there is no need to feel that way. Just as there were various types of birds, some like sparrows that fly around in the courtyard, sparrows, and there are some that fly from one country to another, and others that fly from one continent to another. So people are different, but each one can preach according to their ability. Some could preach to friends and neighbors, while others could go from one country to another. The whole world needs Krishna consciousness. So this is his reflection, and I want to turn to every one of you. Raj Patel, Harsha Rani, Raj Lahiri, who's at the moment not, Radha Rani, Leela Shakti, Anuradha, Radha Patidas, Anupma Radhika, Sundarananda Prabhu, Champakalata, Kamini Radhika, and everyone who's there. I will not be able to remember now everyone. And I want to say, please take this instruction to your heart. Our Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I have discussed with Gokrishna and with others, he is the Maharaj of the whole movement. He was kind not only to his disciples, he was kind to everyone, not to you, you know, and everyone. Therefore, the whole movement is so much in shock at the moment, because this he was like Yudhishthira, his enemy was not born. You know, everyone appreciated because he was so kind, so personal, and so on. And he gave this example. He left to America. In this video he will tell you, because he feels he should be on the front line of preaching. That was his feeling. And he has explained that everyone can give Krishna consciousness. You can go over to your neighbor. If you are a simple Gujarati man, you can take something which you have offered on your altar, and you can go to the neighbor, "Oh, there was a festival. We have thought about you. Please take this sanctified food to your neighbors." Everyone can do something for the benefit of others. And by doing this, following this instruction, you can feel the association of Maharaj, because that is his heartbeat which can never be stopped, to serve Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And therefore, we all feel his older god brother. He is most probably, he did not want to be liberated from this world. He is where Prabhupada is and assisting him. That is what some feel, but I don't think we need to pass any final judgment. There are various options what Krishna must have planned. It's not up for us to speculate on us. This, my dear devotees, are the two ways which I want to impress to you today. First, be mindful of him. Have a nice picture on your altar of him. And then associate with him through the Vani, his association. That is a very good, and his instruction, that is a very good way to keep him alive in your life. He's always alive, but he will remain with you always, and he will be alive and vibrantly alive always in your life when you do these two things. Be mindful of him, as Krishna has said personally, when we are mindful of those whom we love, we are getting back our life. And the second is, we can have association with our Maharaji through following his Vani, his instructions. And please don't think, "No, I cannot, I am small." You are good, then you are a small bird. But also the small pakshi, small bird can fly. He can fly in the courtroom. Courtyard, I wanted to say. He can fly in the courtyard. And others are big pakshis, big birds. They can fly from country to country and continent to continent. Krishna is satisfied with everyone who serves him according to their capacity. Krishna. This is what I wanted to share with all of you. I hope I did not take up too much time, but my heart wanted to speak and glorify Maharaj and also give some practical tips what can be done in this situation. So I will now be silent. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. This is the time, actually, the critical time when we are all seeking for some kind of protection, some kind of guidance. And all Guru Maharaj's Guru Brother and Guru Sister, they're coming forward, they're stretching their arms like a Jagannath. Come, and you are ready to embrace us, and that is the one thing we are looking for. Thank you, Maharaj. And the link you told about the why Guru Maharaj went to America, that link, actually, we already put it on the chat, if anybody wants to play. We already played that one time before. Thank you very much for your time. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai.
Sri Holiness Satyananda Maharaj.
Go, Premanandi!